Wishing you a beautiful Sunday, and I hope you're enjoying your weekend. As we move on with today's teaching, we're going to be looking at all about what to do when doubt creeps in. So we know those moments in time where we're starting maybe to feel uplifted, our confidence is starting to rise, we're trying to put ourselves in a place of feeling positive and good, and then those inner doubts start to creep in. Or you might be in a place where you're doing everything you can to feel good, and those doubts are still there very prominently. So I want to look at what way we can support ourselves, or you in this instance can support yourself, to be able to bring yourself out of that space of doubt. So this is where support is really important, because we talk about support from others and from the universe, but there are so many things, as I've mentioned over the last few weeks, that we can do for ourselves. So when you're feeling that doubt creep in, what could be your go-to? So for me, when I'm in doubt, my go-to is my head starts overthinking. I start to go into my worst case scenarios, and then I give out to myself for going there, and I try to see a good positive scenario. And then I get frustrated with myself that I've even allowed those doubts to come up in the first place. What I've discovered, though, over the last number of months, really, is about that connection back to myself. So whatever works for you. So for me, what works is I have some beautiful spiritual music that I put on. I go into the sacred space I've created, a little altar. I light a candle that I've put my intentions into over the last couple of months. And I sit there and I listen. Sometimes I drink a cup of cacao, and that brings myself on like a meditative journey. Other times, like I did the other night, was I sat down with cacao, and my normal thing to do is to put on that meditative music. But what I actually did was I put on Spotify and made a playlist of all really good energetic music that I love. So when I was a teenager and in my early 20s, I loved dance music, like that proper dance music. And used to love going, when we go away in the summer, it's like the Ministry of Sound and all these really good dance places. And it just captures a moment in time for me that was so exciting and so fantastic. And it just transports me to that time. And my body feels filled with that uplifted energy. So for you, it could be listening to a really nice piece of music. It could be watching a film that like uplifts you, a heartwarming film. It could be putting on a spiritual documentary. You know, things like Heal are really good. That documentary on Netflix is just a connection or to remember yourself. It could be meditation. It could be playing music, like actually playing a musical instrument. It could be going for a walk. It could be having a laugh with a friend. Something that just changes your energy. And we all know those things because we have those times and we have those moments. But when we're feeling the doubts are creeping in, we can start to procrastinate, we can start to sabotage, or we can simply just feel like shite, for want of a better word, and decide, you know what, I'm not going to do anything and I'm just going to sit in this. And sometimes we do need to do that, but then we need to uplift our energy. So what I'd like you to think about today is, when those doubts start to come in, what can you do to bring yourself back to center, bring yourself back into balance? How can you support yourself enough to bring that high vibrational energy back into your being and back into yourself? So I look forward to connecting with you soon, and feel free to share with me any of the things that you do. And I hope that all of the other things we've been working on have been helping you over the last few weeks. The other thing I wanted to say, I've kept meaning to say this, I hope all of you have connected with your self-care partners at this point and have linked up with each other and are keeping in touch with each other. So whether you're doing it by email or you're doing Zoom or by text or whatever, making sure you're having regular contact and supporting each other is fantastic. The other thing to say is, I only had a few people the other night to do our soul gathering. So many of you couldn't make it, so that's no problem at all. And what I've done is postponed it until Wednesday the 3rd of September at 8:30 Irish time. So hopefully a few more people might be able to make it that night. So look forward to connecting with you, and have a beautiful Sunday.